Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Welcome to 100 Ways. This is your daily exploration of self and soul. I'm your host and fellow explorer, Laura Christine. Let's dive in and find our way home. I really set myself up yesterday for quite a challenge, knowing that today I would be sharing my thoughts on life and death with you because of the poem, Tremendously More True, that I read yesterday. Where a woman, well, actually go back and listen to it. It's episode 109, yesterday's. It's very short. And in it, a woman realizes that she's going to die tomorrow or that night. And in the last day of her life, she felt so at peace and at ease with life, realizing that throughout this whole experience of living, there was more. There was always more. She was always connected to that eternal moreness. And it brings up a sense of such peace and tranquility within me to remember always that there is so much more going on than my little life makes it look like. And then my little brain can even attempt to conjure. There is always so much more going on in every situation and in every moment and in every step that we take. We just don't even realize it. And yet it's always there. This reminds me of the conversation that I had with Anna recently about diamond awareness and how our diamond awareness is always available to us. We just don't always recognize it or remember it. We forget that we are always eternally connected to that moreness. Death is simply remembering. Death from this body is simply remembering, meaning to re-put together, to reconnect with the moreness that we forget about when we come here, that essence that is always holding our hand, even when we feel a little constricted or a lot constricted, even when we think we're making all of these different choices and they have such a great impact on our lives and on the lives of others and on the planet. I mean, do they though? Not really. Not really. Remember, the moreness is always there. And enjoy what you can. Even the heartache and even the pain, even the challenges, even the thoughts that make you go nuts. The thoughts that in a couple of days you're going to hear another poem, and the thoughts that would make an angel who got into your head get a little out of whack. It's okay to be in that space. It's okay. There's always the moreness. It's always there to remember and reconnect back in with. And we don't have to die to do it. But I think remaining very conscious of the fact that we will leave these bodies helps us to remember, helps us to stay with the moreness in a more tangible way. And that helps life feel like the flow of energy that it is, instead of a constricting, scary, hard, and torturous place. Life is a flow of energy. Let it flow, because the more is always here. What do you think? I'd love to hear your thoughts. share them with me at laurachristine.us/contact, or you can send me a voice memo if you have that information. If you don't, go to Instagram. I think I'm 100 Ways Podcast on Instagram, and I go there every once in a while, so I'd love to hear from you. And as always, you can support the show at buymeacoffee.com/100ways. Until next time, I'm sending all the love and then some more. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you for exploring with me today. I would love to continue this conversation with you. We can do that at laurachristine.us. You'll find contact in the menu, or you can go to laurachristine.us/contact and you'll be taken right to it. Let's dive in a little deeper and see how fully we can flow with the duh. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.